Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight, iCulture Radio. We have with us a fashion visionary, professional model, and image consultant, Kiara Jones. Ms. Jones, it's so wonderful to have you with us tonight.
Hi, it's good to hear from you again. Hello, everybody.
Yes, 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 because you've been away being busy being a married woman, right?
Yes, yes, I'm in Florida now, and, you know, we're traveling everywhere, and, you know, it's scheduling, so, you know, been real, real busy this year, but we have a lot more to do, so we're really excited.
Wonderful. Well, what we'd like to do at iCulture Radio is really kind of highlight the different areas of the culture that are gaining steam. There are new trends and new things kind of unfolding. And I know you've been at this fashion thing for a minute. So tell the iCulture Radio listeners about what are the newest trends in what we call urban-inspired fashion, modeling, styling. That's on the horizon. What have you seen that's kind of coming down the pike?
You know what? The thing that I'm noticing now is that a lot of the urban trends and European trends are actually blending together now, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, at some point, you know, and a couple of years ago, it was so, so urban and so European. But now everything is kind of coming together into one creative cluster. So, you know, just like in European fashions and in high fashions, you're going to see neon colors and color blocks and just really wild things, you know, and crazy prints and the black and white blocks and everything like that. That's also happening in the urban fashion. So in spring, this upcoming season, you're going to see a lot of black and white, which is very classic. And you're also going to see a lot of the neon colors coming back from like the late 80s, early 90s days. So that's going to be really cool to do and to see. I'm really excited about spring coming.
Awesome. And so now I know in a lot of mainstream, on a lot of different runways, we're starting to see a lot more color as it relates to the models. Do you have any perspective about that and how maybe some of the fashion houses are really looking to put ethnic-looking faces on their runways?
Yes, yes. Now it's starting to pick up a whole lot more, the popularity in the ethnicities with the urban culture becoming so much more popular. You have rap, you have all of these different things coming to the forefront and hitting the mainstream. You know, now the black face is starting to be more of a central focus now, you know, and it wasn't like that even a couple of years ago. It, you know, so now the black face is the beautiful face. It's, you know, the darker, the better, you know, and it's,
yeah,
you know, now it's viewed as being so much more artistic. Even when you have color shoots and layouts where, you know, they're doing print modeling and things like that, you know, beautiful dark skin on using that black skin as a canvas for bright colored lipsticks and things like that. So people are having a whole lot of fun with the colors. So the skin color complementing it is actually going so great with the trend. So the increase in choosing African-American models, they're still not as high as the European models yet, but the numbers are getting higher. I can say that. The numbers are getting higher, yeah.
God is just opening so many doors, so we're just excited about that. So tell me, how do you see modeling and fashion being used to impact or improve the quality of life for just, you know, a regular everyday consumer who, you know, may want to invest in, you know, fashion or get involved in the industry as a profession? How do you see it being able to, you know, impact or improve their lives?
One thing I noticed, because I, you know, fashion has been something that I've done not only as a profession and as a hobby, but also as a ministry. One thing that I have found is that people like to look good. If they look good, they feel good. It's something about dressing up that outside that really enhances the confidence that's on the inside of you. And, you know, when you don't neglect that, you know, it's very easy to allow yourself to feel better and to approach people with, you know, better conversation, eye contact, shoulders straight. It just makes people feel good when they look good, you know. So that's the first thing that I would say, you know, is probably the most impactful thing about fashion. But one of the other things that I like to do, I like to take another spin on it because it's such a creative way of expressing who you are as a person. You know, a lot of times you can see, you know, fashion trends and everybody's kind of looking the same and being like, you know, basically dummies, you know, basically walking around looking all the same, whatever. But that's starting to change because people are now using their fashion as a personal expression of art and how they like things and how they view things and what looks good on their body types. And I think the education is starting to allow people to really branch out in that area, you know, and just have fun with the clothes, because that's what it's there for. You know, you have fun with it. Don't be so safe all the time. Of course, cover up. You know, hey, just put some clothes on. You know, don't want to try that naked. But, but it's okay to venture out in different colors and different prints. And even the whole mixing print trend is a really big thing that's going to be coming up in this season. This upcoming season, just mixing prints and polka dots and stripes and flowers and dots and all of these different things, and just really being very expressive when it comes to what you're putting on your body, and it makes you think a little bit more and be more conscious of what the things that you're putting on your body.
And I agree so much because I'm a personal advocate of people just being uniquely themselves, and I think, you know, what you're saying about, you know, using fashion as a way to speak to people without saying a word, you know, is smart. You know, it's like your fingerprints are so different from everybody else. Whereas fashion used to be one of those things where, you know, you kind of wore what everybody else was wearing. It's becoming, you know, let me express myself in the way that I see my own beauty, or I see my own handsomeness. So I would agree that that's a great way to express yourself. So on the flip side of that, when we talk about how it impacts consumers, this being iCulture being a platform for the professional urban-inspired artist and entrepreneur, talk about how you see this from a professional standpoint. How should fashion be utilized to speak to a brand of an artist or a ministry professional or entrepreneur on the urban inspirational side? How should they be viewing or looking at this from their perspective?
You know, Ursula, you've known me for years, so you know how I am about when it comes to, you know, the artist, and I'm just so passionate about you caring enough about your packaging, care enough about your fans, care enough about your art to come up with a collective idea of what you need to look like, what represents your brand, what, you know, I think so much people, you know, you know a lot of my headaches because I would tell you, you know, you saw a lot of the frustration when, you know, you have artists and they have all this talent and they don't take the time to suit themselves or to dress themselves in a presentable way, and I don't think they understand that before you open your mouth and before you spit a verse, before you sing a lyric, people see you, you know, and if they're turned off at sight, you know, and a lot of people like to hide under, you know, especially a lot of my gospel artists, I love you so much, but, you know, let's not hide behind, you know, what the anointing breaks. Yes, it does. It breaks yokes. Yes. But it also is going to give you some sense to put on some clothes because you are dealing with people who are not necessarily where you are spiritually. They might not necessarily understand your message, but if your package is presentable, if your package is comely and it is something that is inviting and something that is attractive, not seductive, but attractive, then you're more prone to get, it's easier to get your message across. You know, and you're and not in a distracting way. You know, you don't want to be a distraction, but you do want to be fly. You do want to be up to date. You do want to. It shows a sense of love to your fans when you care enough about your whole packaging, not just the way you sound, but the way that you look as well.
And I would agree wholeheartedly, which is one of the reasons why it's so necessary to have conversations like this with professionals such as yourself. Because if we want to be relevant to the culture, which is so needed, when there's such a divergence between being at church or part of church and not. The more and more people are selecting to not be a part of church because they don't feel like it speaks to them. And what you're
right.
talking about is how you're able to, again, speak without saying a whole lot of words. When people are able to take one look at you, which first impressions mean a whole lot, and
right.
you something about the way that you dress or your demeanor or the way you carry yourself is speaking to other people. And when someone sees that and they say, okay, I recognize something in them, that's the gateway in which you can begin to attract them with the look, with the relevancy that is saying, hey, you're a part of me and I'm a part of you. And then I think that's where true ministry can begin. So I love that, you know, that people like you are in place for professionals to be able to utilize and say, hey, I don't know the first thing, but, you know, help me out, sister, you know, with my look,
right.
you know, get my image together. And then I think we can begin to really bring in people who are lost and, you know, who don't know what, you know, how all of these things work together. So praise God for your ministry, sister. Okay, so tell us how you got started with this whole fashion thing, where, you know, it began for you, how, you know, what's your testimony, your witness, how you got started in this?
I've always loved fashion. I grew up, my mom was a teacher, you know, my mom had like a million jobs, you know, so she was a storehouse lady, she was a seamstress, she was, you know, the Sunday school teacher and the this and that, she was just a bunch of things. But she always would make clothes for herself, and she would make out things for like Easter, and she would make clothes for a lot of the rich ladies that, you know, lived in, you know, the best neighborhoods and things like that. So I was always fascinated with her, you know, what she would make and how she would come up with these insane ideas. She would come up with the craziest stuff, and then she would let me help her. And so it was just always like something that I just loved. And I would say my other two sisters, you know, they hated it. You know, they would stay away from the sewing machines and all that stuff. They just would be like, oh my God, I can't stand it. But I would be up all night with her, and I would help her paint things on and glue things on and stitch things together, you know, just different things like that. So I've always been very, very just into clothing and into fashion. That was always a connecting point for my mother and me. So, you know, we still do that to this day. You know, she's like, oh, did you see the new Donna Caroline? Did you see this? Did you see that? So, you know, she wouldn't really let me model, per se, when I was in high school, you know, because she's like, no, you're too young. I don't want, you know, she was, you know, very protective in that sense. But she would always give me an opportunity to be creative and sit with her while she would, you know, come up with, you know, insane ideas or come up with new interpretations to say something in her clothing. So that was always something that I loved. So when I started to model and learn the techniques in modeling, and it became very easy for me to teach other girls how to do that. So I would teach them, you know, how to, you know, walk the runway and different things like that. And some of the girls made it to America's Next Top Model, you know, and just went to different places. So it was just everywhere I went, it was always happening. And I would produce fashion shows and come up with these insane ideas that would come in my head. Of course, that God would give me these crazy things to, like, okay, you know, I would see words, and anytime I would hear words, I would see pictures, and it would always come out in a form of fashion in some kind of way for me. So I would just deliver it in a way that it was very fashionable. So that was always something that God always kind of clued me into, and he would always connect me with people who were like myself, just, you know, who were like-minded with the passion for fashion and just had a message that we put on our clothing, that we put in our displays, that we put in our productions. And, you know, of course, I styled my brother for many years, so, you know, and other artists, and I did a lot of that for a long time, but I just so much more like the production side of it and just the creating the whole picture and just telling a story. So that was something that was always in me and something that I still enjoy doing because it's a great release for me, a great, great release for me.
Amen. And, of course, your brother being the incomparable Canton Jones. We didn't want to leave out that point. And we've seen a lot of your work with his imaging, so we understand exactly what you're speaking of. And we definitely want to be able to see more of it, more of, you know, a lot of people don't even know that you're responsible or you're part visionary behind some of the greatest urban-inspired fashion productions. You worked with in the past with Rhymes and Runway. How can they connect to you? I know that you do a lot with young people and teaching the ministry of modeling. How can they connect to you? How can they find out more about hiring you?
Yeah, I am in Fort Lauderdale, and right now I'm working with the Leonard Weaver Family Foundation, so, you know, that's my man. And he is a retired football player, formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles. And so we've been traveling all across the country with the Takeover Tour and with a mentorship program called the Weaver's Workers Mentorship Program. And he mentors guys in the inner city, and we have kids up under us now where we teach them day-to-day things, you know, everything from fashion to finance to just everything where it comes to life and dealing with business. And, you know, because, of course, it's okay to look good, but if you don't know how to handle your business, that's a whole nother level, you know. So, you know, we encompass all of that. But I'm in Fort Lauderdale, and, you know, my office is at Worldview Enterprises. My number is 754-223-3433. You can speak to my assistant, and she can get you in touch with me. And we have a lot of great programs for young men and young women who really have a vision to go somewhere in life. If they're looking, I don't care what it is that they want to do. If it's fashion, if it's sports, if it's anything, you know, God has given us such a great vision and great insight on how to take these kids to another level. So we're really excited about what we're doing. So if you're looking to get me and, you know, for whatever, that's where you can call me. Just call my office, and I'll be more than happy to help you.
Absolutely, and we'll be sure to feature your information on the page for your interview so that people can connect to you, find ways to support the foundation and your ministry with your husband. And I think that's great, you know, when men and women can come together and fuse ministry and visions to make it one powerful message to the world. You know, God is really glorified. So, Kiara Jones, thank you so much for joining us on iCulture Radio. We look forward to supporting you. We look forward to helping you and your ministry and your profession grow alongside your husband. So, again, iCulture Radio, please join me in thanking Kiara Jones.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate the invitation. Thank you.
All right.